In the 1960s, the basketball that women played in high schools and colleges across the country would today barely qualify as a sport.
So there were three guards and three forwards, and the guards were the three players who shot, and the forwards were the three players who defended.
That's Harvard women's basketball coach Kathy Delaney Smith, who played the six-on-six game in high school.
And you could not cross half court because it wasn't healthy for a woman to run the full length of the court. Because we had our periods, of course.
Oh, yeah. And there was one other little difference.
We were not allowed to dribble.
Despite being a 1,000-point scorer for her Newton High School, that is where Delaney Smith's playing career ended, despite her love for the game.
And I marched into this Bridgewater State College, premier college for health and physical education. They did not have a women's team. They had a basketball club.
But in 1971 came a watershed moment, the passage of Title IX. So when Delaney Smith took her first coaching job that year at Westwood High School, the women would be playing full court, 5-on-5, a game she never once played.
Scared to death, I read books. I ran in my office, I read a book, and I ran out in the gym and pretended I knew what I was doing.
She figured it out, and in her time there fought to transform the landscape for women's basketball. Her first battle, the heavy woolen hand-me-down field hockey kilts that her team wore as uniforms.
And I'm like, that's ridiculous. No. So I filed four different lawsuits at Westwood to get uniforms. They wouldn't let us practice equally. You know, we marched in on a boys' team in the locker room to get our locker room back. I mean, there was just no respect for girl athletes at all.
We're working on our dribbling and ball handling here.
Barbara Stevens has been the head women's basketball coach at Bentley University for almost 40 years. Thanks to Title IX and crusaders like Delaney Smith, she played 5-on-5 basketball in high school. And by the time she got to Bridgewater State, just a handful of years after Delaney Smith graduated, not only was there a women's team, but they were good.
And I was also one of those players that was a star in high school and then all of a sudden I look around and I'm one of many stars at, you know, from their local communities. And so I sat the bench a lot.
In those years, all women's college athletics were governed not by the NCAA, but by the Association for Intercollegiate Athletics for Women, the AIAW. But in the early 80s, the NCAA came calling, and Stevens, by then the women's basketball coach at UMass, found herself on a committee to decide whether joining the NCAA was the right move.
And I felt like a traitor, to be honest with you, at that time.
Stephen says that the discussions were intense and emotional.
There were those who saw great benefits in the NCAA, a much more powerful organization, much more visible, more access to TV. And then there were those who had established the AIW who were running things saying, no, once they take us over, that'll be it. We'll get put back to where we were.
The NCAA would win the day and take women's college sports under its umbrella. In 1982, 43 years after the first men's tournament, the NCAA held their first women's postseason tournament. With it has come exposure that couldn't have been imagined in the 1970s. But Delaney Smith says that doesn't mean it hasn't been a double-edged sword.
To be perfectly honest with you, there was a feeling of being a second-class citizen. And now they're talking to expand the men to 90-whatever and rein back the women because the early rounds are blowouts. Everything is because of money. And that's how the NCAA rolls.
Stevens, reflecting on how far women's basketball has come during her career, points to the countless men and women who helped make it what it is today, but also to the battles still to be fought.
Even still, you've got guys that just don't think women belong. But we do. We do.
And if you need proof, flip on ESPN this Sunday night. There's a couple of games on that promise to be some darn good 5-on-5 basketball. From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.